First of all, thank you for this invite, this thing. And it's nice to meet you here in Portugal. So, for us, WWF, we see the co-management as a very useful tool to have more sustainable seas and fisheries and oceans. So we are trying to work on that in many countries, for example in Spain, and now we are trying to work on that in Portugal too. This project has a partner, Gulbenkian, and this wonderful team. And it was funded by a national fund, and the team are from WWF Portugal and WWF Spain. We have a coordination and a support from our colleagues, from Spain that are working in that area for a long time. So the main goal of this project was to identify the fisheries with the potential to develop a co-management process based in public participation. So we tried to engage all the stakeholders related to these fisheries to know how they want to do the co-management and to work and to involve in this co-management process to that fisheries. So the project started in July 2014, and the activities ended in July 2015, this year. We are closing the report and closing all the projects. So we had more or less 40 stakeholders, 3 newsletters, 3 reports, and in the first assessment we had 11 case studies. Then we apply some WWF criteria, and we had 6 case studies that we present to a stakeholders meeting. After this meeting, it was a meeting in this February. We tried to have all the stakeholders related to these 6 case studies. But this wasn't very easy for the fisheries sector, because in these six case studies, four of these case studies belong or involve fishermen from one of these the local fishermen association. And the people from this fishermen association don't believe in co-management yet. So there are lots of work that we have to do that is indirect work, I think, that is engage and work and do lobby and everything, political, institutional, and local, with the people that can be interested in this co-management process. So it is not reflected in the case studies that we selected. So it's something that is indirect.
What can I ask? What were the case studies? What fisheries were in those cases? Is it fish? Is it shellfish?
Yeah, very different case studies. But after this meeting, this stakeholder meeting, we chose 2 case studies that we thought that was the fishery with more potential. It was barnacle catch in Berlengas and a clam fisheries in Lagoa Dobitz. As you can see, it's probably more easy because it's sessile fisheries. Yeah, and it's very very well defined geographical well defined, and it was a different fishermen association, these two case studies, so it's more easy to work on with them. And since this is a case study and this is a first project in co-management, we thought that it's better that we have a little case studies, but with potential to be successful, than a big fisheries with a lot of fishermen and with not so good results. So we choose this case studies, and we did. This is interesting too, because we did an impact study, and we asked to an independent company to do a study with more or less 40 stakeholders, and ask them what they think about co-management and our work here and what our work in this project. And it was very interesting because we had 80% with a high level of recognition to the project, Copesca project, and 93 expressed interest in the implementation of co-management approach. So this is very, very good. But of course, we can discuss what kind of co-management, because we have different levels of co-management. So it's something that we have to continue our indirect work with lobby, with engagement and things. So the next step is to consolidate and implement these case studies. Barnacle Catch, it's for us it's the better case study because it's very good. Everyone wants this co-management, so we are trying to develop a proposal to get some financial support to have the committee. And the other one has the government created a committee already, so, and invited us to be in this committee. So it's a little different. So in that case, we have the government with doing something there. So and in the closing session, we had a round table with lots of with I don't know, with eight. In the round table that we had in the closing session, we had 89 people on the table that represent the case studies and the government and the WWF Spain, and Katerina was our this did our bit. Was very good because it was a very interesting round table about the next steps to co-management in Portugal, and we had three very interesting conclusions. It's something like the duties from the state and the society in these management resources. So we have to discuss more that and to understand what are the roles of the state and of the society. Things como surveillance and the co-management models are another things that have to be discussed and assessed. And the role of the NGOs as facilitators and also as stakeholders and the decision making. So I think